It's Monday, the 2nd of September, and I'm Tonata Kavila with your 1 p.m. news. Economist Robin Sherborne has pointed out that good governance and well-designed policies are more important for a country's long-term economic success than natural resources or population size. In his State of the Economy report, Sherborne said that strong institutions and effective policies are key to achieving sustainable economic growth.
The economy is growing, but it's growing by relatively small amounts, and it's not growing enough to sort of absorb the labour that is available out there. We're not creating businesses that employ lots of people and therefore help spread new incomes around. So that's what we're failing to do. And in fact, today we haven't even measured employment and unemployment officially since 2018. It's almost as if we don't want to know what the employment picture in the country is. My sense is that it's pretty bad. We haven't created new jobs outside the public sector. And the question is, how do you manage an economy, a modern economy, where lots of things are going on if you don't have the data?
South Africa's two-pot retirement system is now officially in place, and administrators expect to have to deal with large volumes of withdrawal requests from members of pension funds. Chairperson of the Financial Institutions and Markets Act Technical Advisory Committee, Dr. Manfred Zamwe, reacts to the development.
FIMA's Technical Advisory Committee has noted with interest the regulatory developments in South Africa around preservation and pre-retirement access of accrued pensions. During the concluded public consultations, a suggestion was also made by members of the public that Namibia follow the South African two-pot retirement system. As a result, this suggestion, together with others, and of course the independent research findings, will form part of our deliberations as a technical advisory committee. While there seem to be consensus on the need for retirement savings, any regulation around this particular issue must consider Namibia's peculiar socio-economic situation.
Sanlam South Africa's Johan Prinsloo has meanwhile stressed that this savings pot is a safety net, not a primary income source.
Allowing a withdrawal from the savings pot should not be seen as a type of a bonus. It is there for emergencies. The retirement savings is intended for the day you retire. The more money you have saved up, the more comfortable you will be able to retire.
In other news, by 2050, one-third of young people globally will be African, and sub-Saharan Africa will need about 72.6 million new jobs for its young people. According to The Conversation, the ILO has warned of a potential youth quake if new jobs are not added. Many African countries are not providing enough secure jobs with an 8.9% youth unemployment rate, and very few young people have access to decent work. And a nationwide strike is underway in Israel after its largest labor union called for the action to push for a hostage deal.
Anger and grief continues to spill out onto the streets of Israel with a general strike well underway, with demonstrators blocking major roads while the International Ben-Gurion Airport remains closed, with hundreds of thousands of people saying they're not going to work. Meanwhile, the funerals of two hostages will be held a little later today. People call on the Netanyahu government to get a deal done now to bring the remaining people home. Sarah Coates, Tel Aviv.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.